Hello, Andrea Simtoff. How are you doing?
Doing great. Nice to meet you, Benji.
Very nice to meet you as well. And Andrea, when you're looking out the window out of Jerusalem today, are you seeing Purim celebrations?
You know what? What a great segue. I mean, did you know what I was going to speak about?
Well, I'm just like looking forward. You know, everyone's starting to talk to me about Pesach celebrations, and I'm like, guys, we've got to get through Purim first. You know, let's
so
do the
true.
Fun stuff, you know?
So actually, it's, that this is a leap year, and we have two Adars, which is great because it's better than like, two like Tisha B'Avs, which is like too depressing to deal with. So we have 2 months of Purim, and this country, I don't even know how the kids learn anything because seriously, they're like out for a month for the high holy days. They're out for the month of Pesach and Purim, like don't even try to keep them tied down. You see the bus drivers driving around like with big clown noses. It's just really, really funny. And they're already like shoving Hamantaschen down our throats. It's crazy. Today I just called my husband because I don't cook for him. So I tried to, perk up his spirits and said, I bought you your Purim costume. So
what is another month or so. What is he going to be dressed as this year?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think we might do a, Make America Great Again theme. Because I have another radio show. Wait, I have to give it a plug that I do have a show on Thursday mornings on Israel News Talk Radio called Pull Up a Chair.
Right.
IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, I might add. And on the show, we talk a lot about Donald Trump and we talk a lot about Bibi and we talk a lot about a bus. And so I think we may do a Make America Great Again theme, considering that my husband is actually South African, which makes a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, couldn't you do Make Bibi Great Again? I mean, that might be a hat that people would appreciate depending on where they're voting in the election.
You know what? Israelis are going to fight with me anyway. It doesn't even matter. You say, oh, there's air today. They'll argue with me. So if I keep it American.
Then at least, you're just be annoying the Anglos, not like the rest of the population.
Yeah, the Anglos, they ignore it. everybody's annoying. If I say something even like remotely, if I don't celebrate Donald Trump, who really is, I have my feelings about America. I have feelings about the American left. But I mean, listen, the guy's, to say he's vulgar is like generous. So if I say anything about Donald Trump, and basically if I had to choose a team, I'm on his team. But it's not big naches that this is the leader. So anyway, I can't say anything about Donald Trump. And so if I say anything about Bibi, like I was a little disappointed. Bibi sounded a little smarmy. They drowned me. They drowned me in mail. They drowned me in death threats. They're insane, the Israelis.
I mean,
this is where I chose to tie my future. So what should I say?
I mean, it's interesting. You're talking about the American election. I mean, there's a serious, you sound like an American, Andrea. So there's a serious chance that you could, in the next year, choose between the first Jewish candidate ever to run as a presidential candidate, as far as I can tell, or Donald Trump. And I'm not completely convinced, just by what you're saying, that you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Let me help you with this, okay, Benji? Let me help you with this. Never. Never. I can tell you, I will never vote for Bernie Sanders.
That is a good Jewish boy from Brooklyn, Come on.
You know what? You gotta earn my vote. Donald Trump is not I always said, when it comes to my Shabbos, I want everybody listening to the show is invited for Shabbos, but not, not all at once, all four of you. You have to pick a number. But having said that, Donald Trump is not invited. Melania, she can come. She can come over for Shabbos. I would love to have her at my table. She's got to bring a doggy bag back for the blonde guy. That's it.
Okay, and definitely Ivanka. Now, the other thing I want to ask, since you're talking South Africans, this rocket that you guys are putting into space is being bankrolled by an ex-South African. Are people excited that there's going to be a Hamantaschen in space?
Okay, so you know what? I really should know more. I should know a lot more about a lot of things. Only because I hit Facebook, I even find out about this. So I think it's more important right now. I'll talk about the rocket next week when I'm well informed.
Okay, yeah, please do.
And I mean,
don't do your research on the rocket. Right,
better than this, but this is what they've got. So having said that, I'd rather talk about I'd rather talk about Purim and, you know, how it becomes like a porno fashion show in Tel Aviv. Nobody knows anything about the Megillah. Nobody ever heard of Queen Esther, except they just take off their clothing. They say, it's Purim. Let's put on lipstick and take off our clothes. So we try to keep it a little loftier here in Jerusalem. And it's a lot of fun. And it's just a lot of fun. And non-Jews, you know, if I have to tell you, even the Arabs like walking around in costumes because it's fun. It's a fun month. It's a carefree month. And God knows God knows first and we know second that we grab the fun here when we can get it because it's not always a 24/7 blast.
Yeah.
If you get my drift.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, enjoy it. It's going to be fun. I'm certainly already thinking about Hormantash. We actually, we have an SMS here from Mervin saying he can't wait for the Israeli Hormantashen. Even the Rand shekel is a bit of a bit of a downer. And, I mean, you might not know this, Andrea, but, you know, the person who's controlling the show, Tabo, he's going to be coming to, the radio station as South Africa's most famous person after Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming dressed as Jacob Zuma for Purim. Don't you think, Tubbs? I think you'd do well. What can I say?
Like, Does Tubbs know math?
Hey, Mshinewam.
Even I know about Jacob Zuma. Even I know that this guy has like a problem. Man's got to walk around with a calculator because he cannot get it right.
You know, that's right? The only thing that's common between me and Zuma. That's the numbers. But as to dressing like him, I don't know what Benji means by
dressed as like Kanga, you know, with a machine gun. And a picture of I hate Cyril.
I'm
going to
make some dirty jokes. I was going to say he can come with a shower holding lemon juice.
Maybe me carrying a bag of Louis Vuitton would be fine.
Oy, okay, this is going very, very downhill. Andrea Simitsov, thank you so much.
Got to get ready for Shabbos.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll chat to you next week.
It's a pleasure. Okay, everybody. Oh, by the way, I did do Purim in South Africa 2 years ago, and it was a blast. You guys do know how to party, and you also really know how to drink. Man.
Yes, we try. We do our best. We've got good beer and good wine, so what can you do? There we go. Andrea Simitsov, she is talking to us from Jerusalem, and finding out what is going on in Purim. What are you going to come dressed as in Purim this year? You know, there's an election on, so maybe, you know, Tabo's got to be Zuma, I'll be Muzi, Kamal can be Julius. It'll be great. I think it'll be a really fantastic setup all around. And then Kathy will be as Ramaphosa because she is, after all, the president of the whole thing here in the station. Anyway, that's all the Purim talk we have time for today.